Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton.
Yay.
May 19th at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road, from 11 to 2. It's going to be a great, great party for Milton, a great celebration, a great lifting of awareness, and giving people more of an idea of what a guide dog is, what a service dog is. And today, I heard the most incredible story, you know, but it's a story that only proves what we're saying, that where you have no law, you have dictatorship.
Yes, you do.
A woman who's friends with Michelle. Michelle's a woman who lost her dog when the dog was left in a van in the middle of a heat wave in a crate for 6 hours. A friend of Michelle went to the Guide Dog Foundation, applied to it, that is, to get a guide dog, and discovering that they have a new technique now. They have you have to sign a release that you will not sue them for any reason.
That's crazy.
Now, that leaves people open
to
a lot of danger, you know. I mean, let's just analyze that a little bit. In other words, they want to know that you're not going to sue them no matter what happens, right? There's so many different things that you could think of. You know, let's say the dog wasn't trained properly, the most obvious, right?
Right.
And the person got hurt because of it. Now you sign that release, you can't sue them.
That's,
I mean, who knows if a judge is going to allow it, but, you know, knowing the way people view the guide dog school, the judge probably would allow it. And now the worst thing that I was thinking of is, you know, you take a blind woman, disabled woman, who's a lot more vulnerable than the average woman to abuse, and that person could be abused sexually or any other way, and she has signed the release that she can't sue them. I mean, what kind of a thing? What kind of people are they? You know, you gotta. It runs through your mind that these are the people that we have to deal with. These people should not be working at a service dog school. Their first priority should be safety. Not worried about being sued.
That's true, very true.
So it's just another horrendous blow against the disabled community.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're not going to you're going to get a lot of people that are going to sign it out of fear.
They don't see it.
You know? And how about if they sign it and they don't get the dog?
That's right.
I mean, there's so many different, so many different sides to this.
Yeah,
you know, it's just unbelievable that they would sit down and come up with a release of this nature. So the woman went to she immediately withdrew her application. Michelle was telling me. And went to another school where they don't have that kind of a release. And she got her dog from another school. So there you have one of the worst things that has happened to the disabled in this country. And they get away with it. They get away with it because there's no regulations.
No. Nope.
There should be regulatory stipulations. There should be rules, licensing of these agencies. I mean, how can you say, no matter what happens, you can't sue us? In other words, they kill somebody, you can't sue them?
Yeah, right.
That doesn't fit. We all know that.
Uh-huh.
All right, Inner Sight. And tonight, talking about how all these people who work at these service dog schools, and let's include all the agencies, who don't believe that we should have rights, should be immediately fired.
I agree with that.
They have no right working at these places, because when you believe the people that you're servicing don't have rights, you don't respect those people.
No, you don't.
How can you feel that they respect you if you've got to sign a document that no matter what, you can't sue them?
Right.
That's not right. And yet, these are the people that they raise $50,000 to $100,000 to train the dog.
All right.
But yet, if something goes wrong, you have no rights, and they keep the money.
Craziness.
And where's the governor and the mayor and the president and all the congressmen? Where the hell are they, letting this happen? You know, it's a disgrace to this country the way we're treated. I'm going to talk about some of our friends, but when we come back, I want to tell you another horrible thing that was revealed today that can and does occur when a guide dog is killed. Purposely.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All right, Inner Sight tonight. Don't forget, we're on Altice. Altice, they call it. Channel 20 at 9:30. And
yeah,
the story of A Day for Milton on there tonight. That's local, Channel 20. We finally got Michelle to tell some of her feelings, and if you want to see how she feels about this whole thing, tune in tonight local on Long Island on Inner Sight. Hey, we're brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East, the key to rescue. Joanne Diamond, the keto lady. It's Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net is the email. So check out the Akita Rescue. Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Tom and Michelle, the owners. And that's in Bellport, right across from the Brewing Hall, where we're going to have the Day for Milton, May 19th. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Check them out. Great food. And there'll be some food at the party for Milton. All right. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. And let's see. We're brought to you by The Third Eye, Insight with Fernandez, Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Want to learn how to stay in shape? That old Jackie Gleason joke, you know, that reminds me of where Norton got him into this fight with a big guy, you know. And he said, he turns and he says to Ralph, he says, "What is the matter with you, Ralph? Why did you have to go and pick a fight with a big guy like that?" You know. And Gleason gets mad at him. He says, "Grr!" You know, he starts roaring at him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to stay in shape, call Fernandez, Devin. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And we thank the Ice Lip Cleaners for their help. All our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp. Silo, don't forget Silo, 631-880-7929. And thank them for their promotion of A Day for Milton on their website. You can look it up under events. By the way, Inner Sight has a new email. Confirmed it today.
Yeah.
We got a new email.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight 1620 1620,
mm-hmm,
at AOL, at gmail.com. Inner Sight 1620 at gmail.com. That's the new email.
Yep.
If you want to send one out, all right? And let's see. You need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. The name of the place? My buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. 484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. We think of all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all of those who have perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
It's Inner Sight 1620 at gmail.com?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, what did we do with the old one? We have an old one. That's by
what
Gmail, too. InnerSightInfo@gmail.com.
No, we don't need that one.
Okay.
Just keep the one. People are going to get too
fine.
Confused.
Yeah.
InnerSight1620@gmail.com.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we don't need more than one email. What for?
No, we don't. We had more than one because it wouldn't see the.
Yeah, well, we don't need that now.
Attachment.
I can get all
we
kinds of
that.
Stuff. I can get attachments and everything on this.
Great. It's better that way.
So
I have
it's much better.
Google one. Yeah, it is.
All right, Inner Sight, and I heard today, which is very, very disheartening, and it's being confirmed, it has to be confirmed, that Michelle, the woman who lost Milton to the horrors of the trainer in the school, has been struck with stress over the loss of Milton. So they're gonna send her to a doctor to confirm it, you know, I guess. And, see, now the school has got this new rule. They didn't have it when
right.
she went there, but now they have it now.
Right.
You know, you can't sue them for anything. Even if they cause that post-stress.
Traumatic, yeah.
In your life, you know. Horrible. So we wish Michelle well, and we, of course, will stick by her no matter what.
Right.
And it's just horrendous what this woman has been through.
Of course.
All right, Inner Sight. And, you know, imagine if What, you know what they should have? One thing that I thought of at the at these schools, they should have monthly meetings with the staff. You know, and the director should go down the line and say, "All right, now we all know that the way the schools operate, and we're trying to get licensed, we're trying to get regulations, we're trying to improve, we're calling in blind and disabled people to see what they want. Now, what have you?" And I would query each person and say, what have you done this month to bring about licensing or regulation of the school? You know, it could be something small, you know.
Yeah.
You know, person can say, well, I spoke to a couple of blind people and they agree, you know, whatever it might be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get people thinking in terms of rights and protection for the dogs and the people. That's what should be going on. You know, obviously this school where Milton was killed, they know about a day for Milton. Don't think they don't know.
Oh yeah, they do.
News travels fast, especially in the blind world.
Oh yeah.
So they know about us. And, you know, they're
I know they know about us.
They're going to know a lot more before it's all over.
Yes, they will.
All right. Because when you have newspapers who want to donate space to advertise the day for Milton, you know they're going to cover the story.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got two papers already and working on the third. No, I'm going to try to get Newsday to give Milton some free space just to put up the day and the time and all that.
Great.
All right, Inside 213-816-1650. We'd like to hear your opinion about what you think, how the guide dog schools should operate. Should they be licensed? Should they be regulated?
Yes.
Should people not work at these places who don't believe that we should have rights?
They
shouldn't be
that's
there.
That's the truth. They shouldn't be there.
It's hard enough.
Like any other job.
It's hard enough to deal with situations when you're disabled, but then when you got to go to a place where they're supposed to help you, and they don't believe you should have rights. See, that's why we have this trouble out in the public, because the damn agencies don't believe we should have rights.
Right.
Many of them. Not all of them. Many of them. Anyway, anyone on the line?
Let me look. We have Lorraine. I got to look for another one, okay? See if somebody else is on the line.
All right. Intersight, if you want to call in. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the funnies, we'll have some fun over here.
Yes, we will.
Goof around.
I just have to get
good, clean fun.
Yes, good, clean fun. You know what? Before the night's over, give me some things to look up so I can have them ready for tomorrow. Okay?
What do you mean, give you things to look up? What are you talking about?
Like, I'm going to start with this person, and I need this, you know, extra little, you know, sound bite so I can continue, you know, with the funniness of the show. Yeah?
I have no idea. Just act stupid, that's all. And be the way you always are.
Stupid? Okay.
That's cool. Now, is there anyone on the line?
Hang on, Lorraine. Oh, a lot more people. Hello. All right. This is what I don't understand. When I get two, shows that have a hand up, and they're both from the same phone number. Why don't we get Lorraine first?
Yeah, get Lorraine.
Okay. Yep, here she comes.
Our coordinator, projects.
Yes.
Special projects
coordinator.
Hello.
Hello, I like the way that sounds. How are you
That's
both doing?
Well, you
today?
Like that, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
That makes me feel so special.
Well, you are, yeah.
So I got to do my job, the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, Michelle wants to hear the poem, so.
She did what?
I got to play it. She wants to.
Okay.
I just repeated what you said.
She wants to hear the poem that Mike wrote, so I'm going to. Next time she calls me,
okay.
Let her hear it.
That'd be great. That'd be good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you.
Any luck with the Facebook, getting stuff up there?
Well, my daughter, she's going to put up a post for me, and she's going to start, like, a new page for me.
Oh, nice.
All right, so make sure you word it in the right way. You know, it's a day for Milton.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
I should try to send you that
the post
flyer.
Okay. Unless
you have
you
the flyer
send
on your phone?
For
me?
Me?
Oh, sorry.
Lorraine, you have the flyer?
No, not on my phone. I don't think
we
so.
I got to send it to you.
Okay. But maybe it would be better.
Suzanne, can you send her the flyer?
Yeah, I can. I just need the
phone?
To get into 1620 and we start using that email.
Mm-hmm.
No. Send her the picture. Not on
the
email.
Picture.
Well, mine
the
is
picture.
On my email. I got it from somebody
the
else.
The flyer.
But I'll send it to her.
Okay.
Yeah, just.
I'll send it.
That way your daughter can put the flyer up.
Okay.
You know, it's got the picture and all the time and the place and everything.
Yeah.
It looks
so
nice.
If you could
too.
Send that to her like tomorrow.
All right.
And you show it to Savannah, right?
Tiana,
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, that way she could see it and post it, you know.
Okay.
It's always good when
or
somebody
either.
Has something in their hand. What?
Or either you could send it to Cyan.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, send it to Cyan. Yeah.
Cyan? Right. Okay.
Yeah, because she, you had her to make Milton's picture small before, right?
Mm-hmm.
To shrink it so it would fit.
Yeah, she did a good job on that.
Oh, she did. Yeah, you could send it to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She helped us with the petition.
Mm-hmm.
We put Milton's
picture. Is
that
something with student at the end of it, that email?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I have that. Okay.
Her first name and
yeah.
student, you know.
Yep. Uh-huh. I got it.
Okay.
Let me send it to you.
All right, so send that so we can encourage everybody to put it up. And we appreciate that, you know.
I know she'll get an email. Yeah.
It helps a lot.
I went out today, and when I, on the way home, it started pouring, so I took a taxi home, and my cab driver, a buddy of mine, Scotty, took a picture of the harness with the sign. He's going to put it up.
Oh, cool. We're going to have a lot
Everybody wants to help.
Yeah, I know.
With Milton, especially when they hear the story.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the story is what really gets them.
Yes, it is.
You know. And it's so damn horrible for an organization to come out with that response to the death. To me, that's a response to the death of Milton.
It is.
You know. Sign a release that you can't sue us for any. In other words, they could go kill another freaking dog. And get away with it.
Could.
That's right, and keep doing it.
God,
why would they say that?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are they? They're afraid of something. There's something going on there underlying.
Something. It is.
Yeah, something.
That has not been revealed. But is that there? You know what I'm going to say to the that's what I'm going to say if the news media asks me. That's their response to the death of Milton. Sign a release so you can't sue us for anything.
Right.
I mean, that is the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, because they're using a person, not only the dogs, the person who is vulnerable, who wants that dog, who has put in an application, and now they're holding this crap over your head. You can't sue us for anything. You know that they're thinking of Milton.
That's her.
When they said it's that, yes, they did.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of a system allows this to happen to people that are already at a disadvantage?
Which is crazy.
Horrible, man. This is how they're responding to the death of Milton. You can't sue us.
They're scared.
Yes, they
sure
are.
Sure they're scared, because they know they did wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's more
to
it.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Well, whatever's in the dark will come to the light. Now, God forbid, if it's a human.
Yeah.
That's for
God
sure. Well, it's coming to light already by the fact that
you've
got to sign this release. Here it is right there. You know?
Nothing
anyway,
ever goes unjust.
That's true.
Yeah. Are there
any
other
matter of time.
Callers?
Yeah. Any other calls on the line?
Yeah, we have callers. Well, one happens to be on two different lines, so we'll try one, and if it drops out, then we'll use the other. So hold on a second.
Keep it clean, callers.
Yeah.
We'll give you
is Michael from the chat line, and he's on the phone.
All right. The heck?
I get exactly what I was saying. Hold on, let me get the other one. Let me take that one off. Okay, here we go.
Goodbye.
Inner sight, hello.
Hello? Oh, it just hung up, the person. That's weird.
Well, that's probably obviously prank calls. All right, inner sight, and you know, around the world. Let's get a how many people are hearing us? Let's get a tally.
Okay, hang on. Let me get.
I want to 826.
Oh, we got some good news. 119,868.
All right, 119,868 listens.
Yeah, all-time listens.
And,
thank you.
I would say that most of those people are probably disabled or friends of, or family
of
disabled.
Or family members even.
So a person who goes for a job at an agency, you know, the whole process, to me, should be a lot different. You know?
Yeah, it should be.
One of the big questions should be, what do you believe? Do you believe that disabled people should have rights? Do you believe that the law protects us? And you know, questions like that. You know? And, of course, you're going to get all different kinds of answers. And you've got to pick out the best people and the people that should be evaluating these people who work at these places should be the disabled.
That's true.
Should be a committee.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because look at what's happened here. You know, with Milton and how it happened and how it was. And they're trying to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
And now this horrible thing about you can't sue us. You know, just look at the mentality of the people, the obvious mentality of the people who work at this school.
Yeah.
Now, I bet that there's some people who work at the school that don't like what's going on. There's always good people involved.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do anything about it because they'll be fired. You see? You see how how the reverse can be true?
Yeah.
The person who wants us to have rights, they can be fired. As it turns out, from talking with Michelle today, some of the people where she's going to school with the Helen Keller are beginning to help her and to come over to our side to see, are beginning to see what they, what, how horrible they treated Michelle.
Yeah.
You know, giving her ideas, telling her she should get this, she get T-shirts, get this, get that, get this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I strongly suspect that a lot of those people will come to the day for Milton.
I think so too.
Because
it's so terrible, Frank. Just thinking
now
about
they now they see. They see now that it's not going to just be swept under the rug, that, that something is being done about it to educate and make people more aware and to expose the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really what's going to happen. You know, the friends that are going to come over to honor Milton, the people are going to make a difference.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And we are determined to be a big part of that. We'll never let it go.
No.
How could you? You know, how could you violate somebody's eyes and let them get away with it? It's not supposed to happen in this country. This is America.
I know.
It's supposed to be justice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You got the Able News around?
Yeah, I could do it. Hold on. I was trying to do something. It wasn't.
Let's hook up the
Able News.
What?
Able
News.
Yeah, hang on.
Angela Melanie, the editor, good friend.
And you want me to send, hold on, I'm going to Able News now, and then I'm also going to put it on the, you know, where I need it to be. Hold on. Oh,
Able News
okay.
On Inner Sight.
Yep. Oh, thing just closed on me.
They'll have,
sorry.
An ad for us April 10th in the April 10th edition.
Oh, she did? Oh, okay.
Of Able News.
Oh, here it comes.
On Milton. A day for Milton.
Just taking it sweet time. Sorry, Frank. Here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, I want to say hello to my good friends David and Audra Ross, attorneys in New York City, 212-425-1020. And we remember Dave's mom, Eleanor. So David and Audra, very, very good friends and good lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight around the world, and our new email, Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
1620@gmail.com. So there it is, the new email. You want to send us something. Got to get it out there to everybody. Yes, and speaking of, you know, another school, I'm not going to mention their name. It seems like another school came to the rescue of this woman who didn't sign this release at the Guide Dog Foundation that she couldn't sue no matter what.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another school came to her rescue and gave her a dog. And Michelle made the point of saying to me, and they don't have that kind of a document.
Oh, wow.
You see?
Yeah.
So it shows you that there should be regulations.
Yes, there should be. Every school should be having to keep that. Yeah, exactly. That's right.
I mean, the regulations have to be written out by the people who need the dogs.
That's right.
That's the most common way, common sense way to do it. The people you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones. If it wasn't for us, the schools wouldn't have a penny.
That's true.
If they're serving you and they're supposed to be helping you and train your dog and you know, and yet they come up with this crap, you can't sue us. That's got to make you feel horrible.
It sure does.
I wouldn't want to go to a school like that.
No, I wouldn't either.
Hell no.
Yeah, I remember
so,
when I signed up for the Guide Dog Foundation, right? And what I remember when I signed up for the Guide Dog Foundation, how one employee in particular, after I had come back to her 2 years, you know, after that, she said to me, "Oh, we've always had that program. What is so and so trying to say?" That's what she said.
Well, they
lie. They lie big time.
Just like they lied to Michelle.
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
I would never go there unless the whole staff was changed.
They are. They lie all the time.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So what we need, and we've tried to get this, we've been to the congressman, state senator, you know, and there've been promises made and never followed through.
That's true.
Know. What we need is a committee of people working with the legislators to hammer out a series of regulations to be put to a license, either a state license or a federal license, and to ensure as much as possible that the dogs are going to be protected, people are going to be protected, and that the American way is not violated. That's violating the American way by insisting that a disabled person sign a release that you can't sue us no matter what.
That's right.
Where's the American way in there?
Mm-mm.
That, you know what that is? That's a dictatorship.
That sure is.
That's how the dictators operate.
Sadly, yes.
And you can damn well believe if you don't sign it, you'll never get a dog.
That's the truth also.
This woman was evidently smart. You know, she pulled back her application.
That was a great thing to do, so she would be able to get a dog in another, service dog school.
Horrible way to treat people.
Yeah.
Especially when you're using them to raise all that money.
Mm-hmm. What is it up to, $100,000 now, or $75,000 to $100,000?
I don't know. It depends on the school.
That's why we listed it as $75,000 to $100,000.
It definitely fits in with all the things that we have been saying, and instead of getting better, they're getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
You think that they would learn a lesson from the death of Milton, and they haven't learned a damn thing.
Yeah.
The dog is dead. They killed the dog.
I know.
And now they're making it worse by saying in a statement, you have to sign this, you can't sue us no matter what, even if we kill your dog.
or even kill you. It's almost the same.
It's a horrible, horrible state of affairs for the disabled.
Sure is.
And I'll tell you something, and I don't care if the world hears it. In fact, I want them to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
If I have the opportunity and the chance, Inner Sight will take this school over.
There you go.
And run it in the right way. With dignity and respect for people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't kill
you
a guide
believe.
Dog. You don't kill a guide dog and then make it worse with these stupid-ass complications.
That's true.
Not as long as I'm alive, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there ever was a need for a day for Milton, it's magnified now 1,000 times.
That's right. Uh-oh.
And we're going to bring it all over the country.
I can't wait. Oh, we have another caller.
I hope it's a good caller.
It's a 917 area code. I don't know. That's
one of those weirdos.
Yeah,
all right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it open. Hold on. Oh, this is so annoying. Okay, got it.
All right. Here we go.
Hello, caller. How could we help?
Inner Sight, hello.
Hmm? Oh, there's a doggy saying hi.
Oh, never mind. All right. All right, Inner Sight.
Okay.
Thank you, doggy.
No. That was cute.
And, you know, be it known that we've just started. I spoke to the library today, and I can make some videos for YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go over there, they'll help me put them up.
Put it up? Honest. That is great.
So
it helps
I'm learning
lot,
how to do the videos.
Right, right.
And I'm going to start the YouTube hopefully next week.
Oh, that's so good.
And get the word out as much as possible. And I spoke to Michelle about the radio spots, and I gave her an idea, and
mm-hmm.
She seemed to like it, but either way, it'll work. You know, I told her, I said, we got to get announced the day. They advertise on the radio. They advertise Shelby's Kitchen on the radio.
Right, right.
Michelle is the announcer.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I told her, I said, if you need me to help, you know, you can do the Shelby's Kitchen part, and I'll do the day for Milton.
Exactly.
But she liked the idea. We're gonna see how that works, if it works out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it gives it more validity if you have an organization
behind you, yeah.
That's
sure.
announcing it. You know, but
mm-hmm.
it's up to them. As long as I told her we need those spots, so we're looking forward to getting them.
That's great.
All right, Inner Sight. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Funnies. Louie will be here. Jimmy Dinigan will be here with his blind baseball team. What's the expression? Hit him on the blind side.
Which is the blind side?
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean, hit him on the blind side? He's blind on both sides.
That's right.
Anyway, we used to have a lot of fun with that. You know,
yeah.
When I was a kid in school, we had a it was a Braille class. We had a whole class of blind kids, and a blind joke was nothing to us. You know, we used to do it all the time. You know,
yeah, it is nothing. It's like somebody saying, you know, they're doing jokes for say their heritage, you know, but we're doing it in a different way. You know, things are a lot different when you have blindness or hard of hearing, anything that's a sensory type of loss. It's very difficult. you know?
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember this guy, Eddie Weiss, very smart kid, blind kid, and he was walking one day in the hall, I guess it was, and he walked right into this other kid, other guy, it might have been a teacher, I don't know, and the teacher said, well, why don't you watch where you're going? And he says, well, I'm blind, what's your excuse? You know?
True.
I thought it was funny, man.
I thought it was funny, no.
Yeah. All right. Lorraine, you still there?
Yes,
you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lorraine, let me ask you something now. Did you ever think about getting a guide dog?
There was one time before I thought about it.
Yeah. And what happened? You didn't... You thought better of it, or what?
Huh?
You thought better of it?
Being that I was around so much with so many people, that I go out, I didn't think I needed it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can always change your mind, you know. But
yeah,
what do you think about these this idea of inner sight with, you know, regulating and licensing the schools, you know?
I think so. I really think so. They should do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. To protect
the people. I think
the
benefits would outweigh the shortcomings.
Yes.
I think you're right, Frank.
You know, you're always going to have shortcomings with every system, you know.
There you
go. But look what we've got now.
Look at
the direction that this school is going in. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at all if the other schools took it up. Oh, look what Foundation did. We better get a release too.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I think the Foundation, here's my gut feeling, is it's weird, but I think that this is going to make them a little easier to take over if we need to. Let's put it that way.
Uh-huh.
They will not, you know, drop their guard in terms of doing something like that. If they were to say, okay, inner sight, we'll help you with that, we'll do this part and that part, they would never bend down to say that, never. That's how I feel.
Well, the point is, and unless it changes, of course, the point is that they don't want us to be involved in the business of guide dog training and regulations. They don't want that.
That's right.
They don't have classes teaching people how to train guide dogs.
No, how dare they?
You know,
they can't.
People forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the Seeing Eye started in this country?
Blind man and a...
It started with a blind trainer and a stray dog.
That's correct.
A blind man trained the first guide dog in this country.
That's right.
People forget that.
Yes, they do.
His name was Morris Frank. You can look him up.
That's right.
He was very good friends with Helen Keller. She was one of the founders of the Seeing Eye way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the whole thing started. And then some people came along and then saw that they could raise a lot of money, and they started with these stupid rules and everything else. But it didn't start like that.
No.
Me and my dog are closer to the Seeing Eye than any one of these schools because they don't have one blind trainer who works for them.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Frank, after you finish with Milton and everything, and maybe getting her Michelle a dog, I might need one. I'm telling you, I think I'm going to need one.
Yeah, well, a lot of people need one.
Yeah, when you're ready.
You know, it's interesting, too, that Mike, he told me he trained his dog himself.
Wow, that's cool.
Yep, his service dog, yep. Yeah,
that's
he told
good.
Me he was going to. And he told me he was going to be on tonight, so I don't know.
Was that your friend with the 212 number. He came on
yes.
twice, but his like format on the phone was
mm-hmm.
horrible. We had to mute him and then put him back, and he got dropped. I don't
mm-hmm.
know how he got dropped, but he did.
Okay.
And I just feel he came back on, and we were still talking about something, and I think
well, we don't know who
he wanted
was.
A speech. Mm-hmm. No, I remember.
Could
have
been anybody. Could have been anybody.
Okay.
All right. In a sight, 213-816-1650, and talking tonight about how all, specifically with the service dogs organization, but you can apply it to any organization for the disabled. All the people working at these places who don't believe we should have rights, and they show that by their action.
Yes, that's true.
Should not be in these
that's
jobs.
Right.
And that includes all these people who work for these home health agencies.
They believe people
should be in nursing homes. They shouldn't
that's
be
right.
working there.
That's
no.
right.
Because
we shouldn't.
Don't want that.
No. You're right.
We don't want to be a part of, you have no choice, but we don't want to be a part of an organization who believes that we should be put into a nursing home?
No.
No. Not like
who
that.
Who the hell wants
no.
that?
Nobody wants that.
Your
yeah.
loved ones should be home with you, with us.
That's right. Exactly.
Live out their days. Yep.
That's why our way is the best way. Let the agencies
yes,
raise the money. Raise the money. I was thinking today, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think I had a dream about it.
No, really?
You got 30 million, let's argument say, 30 million people in this country who are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if the agencies raised $30 million, let's say you had six agencies, and each one raised $5 million, and took $1 million and put it into an account for a disabled person, and you know, stipulated legally that money can
mm-hmm.
only be used to help you stay out of a nursing home. In other words, if the state wants to put
right.
you in a nursing home, you got your money
yeah,
to
right
stay
there.
Out, to beat
that's
it.
That's great.
You know?
That's right.
And the agencies that are raising the money can make money on it.
Yes, they can.
You know? You got to raise $30 million, raise $60 million.
Right.
Believe me,
yeah.
if they did it properly, and I could show them how to do it,
mm-hmm.
you could get a couple of movie stars who each would donate the $30
million. Yeah, definitely.
If it was done correctly.
Mm.
You know? So there's the answer, see? Put the
mm-hmm.
money in an account. Leave it there in case the person needs it.
Mm-hmm.
So they can hire their own aides and get their own
that's
doctor.
Good. That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the government would still have to pitch in a certain amount. You don't let them off the hook completely.
No.
No.
So there's the plan. There's an idea in changing the subject a little bit. These nursing homes, how it could work.
Oh, yeah. I definitely
if
really
the person
don't
has the money has the money in an account, they don't have to go to a damn nursing home.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
And
definitely.
If you have to fight the state to stay out, at least you got some money for a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm. To pay all their bills and their rent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All their utilities, they have it all in an account. Don't
so
have
there's
to give
the
it
end of the world.
No more.
An answer that the government doesn't want, an answer that the politicians won't bring about, and an answer that the nursing homes hate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
They're the ones, the nursing homes have the money that would keep us out of them.
That's right.
Think about that. They have our money.
No, of course.
Damn right.
Yeah.
And we figured out another thing. The second person we've heard 49 years old, put into a nursing home. So young.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to, they're gravitating now, concentrating on younger people because they'll live longer and they can keep taking their money.
Yes.
That's right. That's
yes.
right.
I mean, analyze the whole thing. You got to analyze
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know? So inner sight, that's why we say inner sight means freedom.
It does.
Because that gives you the freedom when you analyze and you realize these things. There's your freedom right there. You understand what's going on. All right. I got a few minutes left. 213-816-1650.
I hope somebody came back.
Huh?
I hope somebody, that one gentleman comes back. I think his name is Michael, right?
Oh, yeah, but we had all that interference. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was a lot of interference.
8:55. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, we are.
But be here tomorrow night. Louie will be here tomorrow night.
Yay.
The Spanish Carantella.
Oh, boy, I don't know
that
if he knows
be
what
interesting.
That is. We'll figure it out.
In Greek.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Louie if he can sing in Greek.
In
oh,
Greek.
My. Nah,
I can't sing in Greek. I'm not Greek. Louie don't
you'll
sing
see
in
it.
Greek.
You want it, you'll see it, you know.
But it's fun
it
to ask him.
Right?
But, you know, he
yeah,
gets all flustered.
He's a good kid.
All right, inner sight around the world, and the answers are there. You know, try and bring them about. Another story, but the answers are there.
Yeah.
And you know, one good thing about our ideas, they help everyone.
Yes, they do.
You know, including the people who work for these agencies. See? So there you have it. I mean, you got nothing to lose, everything to gain.
Absolutely nothing.
And I believe someday it will happen.
I believe so, too. Because it's about time something happened good in that area. Seriously. Yeah.
It's going to happen because...
it is going to happen.
People are tired of this system and being abused and agencies making up, you can't sue us. What the hell kind of stuff is that? What do we got the courts for? That's anti-American.
Exactly. Sure is.
I got to tell Bahamundi about that, see what he has to say.
Oh, yeah.
Our lawyer.
Our family.
All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night. Thank you for listening. I want to thank all our friends, callers, Lorraine, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all that. And I want to thank my buddy John for donating my new phone. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of good people out there who believe in what we're doing. I'm telling you. So.
That's right,
man.
You got to find the right one.
A phone and a phone number. So that when
you
people
find the
call,
right
it'll be...
people
sorry.
Who donate the money, and we'll do it ourselves.
That's right.
Thank you.
Inner Sight. Thank you so much. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner
Good
Sight.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
Good
thank
night,
you.
Everybody.
Inner Sight.
Have a good evening, everybody.
Have a good evening, y'all. Same time,
right,
same
take
place.
Care.
Okay.
Exactly.